Hi, I'm Caitlin, and I'm part of the youth media team, and I'm here at Failcha, and we're at the Óga Nua stall. So, who are you?
I'm Donald. I'm the art teacher in Óga Nua.
So, what are you doing right now?
The moment of what I'm doing is we've just finished a big mural project, and what I'm here is I'm drawing people that are at this event, and like when we do the mural, we always do drawings of people first. So I'm kind of showing the process of how to make a mural for a youth centre.
So what is Óga Nua education?
Well, Óga Nua would be for early school leavers, people that are maybe struggling at school, that leave school. And it's an opportunity for them to come to a school and get one-to-one tuition, sometimes 3-to-1, smaller groups, and it helps them get back to their academics. And in particular, in art and that, we work with smaller groups and that, as opposed to where you might have 25 in a class and they get lost. So having smaller groups is much better, you know.
So you did a 1916 centenary art mural project. Do you want to tell us a bit more about that?
That was an unbelievable project because, of course, the year that's in it, everyone is reading up on 1916. Everyone's enthusiastic about it. So you can talk about the history of the times, and then they research it, get all the photographs together. And what we did was we put all our ideas, our sketches and drawings all together, and we made a really cool mural over 18 foot long. And we did it on canvas, and then I was able to introduce them to using acrylic paints, brushes, colour work, all that stuff on top of that. Really exciting project.
So being involved in this, what have you learned from your students?
I've learned that even if you're not great at drawing and you're not great at maybe you don't have an artistic flair, you can actually, over time, you know, through being enthusiastic about the history of it, then all of a sudden you really want to identify those characters and make good drawings and that. And it kind of forces you to do better portraits and better background, and because it's your mark and you're all working together, and the guy next to you is hitting you because it doesn't look right, and you know. So all together as a group, it really works well, yeah.
So how important do you think it is to incorporate the different subjects together?
I think that's really important. Cross-curricular is huge in education today. That's the big problem. I think the old days, when I was in school, there was no cross-curricular at all. There was very little that. And it just shows that history can be really connected to art, and also mathematics to art, and calculations, ratios, and all that stuff. So it's great to have a chance to talk about other subjects within your own subject and that. So, very good.
So what has been the most memorable moment of your time with this group?
I think the most memorable moment is the day we finished, because I was giving out to them a lot all through it, and they were complaining, when is this going to finish? And I'd say, no, it's not quite done yet. The day then that we got it all together and the parents came and seen it, they were just blown away. They were just, oh, my Johnny didn't do that. Oh, yeah, he did, you know. He did that section there, and then someone else did another section, and that was brilliant. Just the day, the unveiling as well. We had an unveiling as well. So we had a sheet, and then we counted down, and we pulled it off, and then they saw, oh, my God, the 1916 mural. Wow, how brilliant. And then there's all kinds of ideas. Some people wanted to cut their section out, but no, it's all together, you know. So that was definitely the best part.
Perfect, thanks.